Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today Maseches Vachim, Daf Mem Zayin. The end of the fourth parak Beis Shammai, and the beginning of the fifth parak Ezuhu Makoman. So the three topics are going to focus on. Number one, on the previous daf, Rabbi Yossi said the intent of a carbon is determined by the one performing the avoda. This disagrees with the Balazs of Rabbi Yossi, who says, Shemati Shabalim Mefaglin. I heard that the owner of a carbon can affect Pigel by intending for consumption Chutz Lazmano while the Kohen performs avoda. The pasuk says, "Vehikriv a makriv," and the offerer shall bring his carbon, indicating that the owner is considered the makriv and so can determine the avoda's intent. Abai says that three tanaim hold ze mechashav ze oved havya machshava. If this one, meaning the owner, intends, and that the other one performs avoda, it is considered intent. The first is Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yossi, as just mentioned. Number two, Rabbi Elazar ruled that if one shechs an animal for an idolater, it's invalid because the Akum presumably intends the shechita to be for idolatry. And number three, Rabbi Shimon Elazar taught that any item which is not usually stored, but one person stored it and someone else came and carried it out to Rishus Rabbim on Shabbos, nischayv zeh b'machshava shel zeh. This one who carried it is liable based on the intent of that one who stored it, which rendered it significant. Point number two, the fifth parak begins, Ezu Makom Shel Zvachim. What is the required place of the various procedures of a kabanas? All kachi kachi mini chatas ol ha-shamos and shamay tzibur must be shechted in Safon, the north. The par and seer of Yom Kippur are shechted in Safon, and their blood is received in the klisharis in Safon. Their blood is sprinkled bein habadim, between the poles of the aron, 8 times, towards the parochas, 8 times, and on the mizbeach ha-zahav, after combining their blood, it's applied on each karen and sprinkled 8 times on top of the mizbeach. Matana achas mehen ma'akevas, even a single application is ma'akev atonement. The shirayim, the remainder, is poured on the western base of the mizbeach hachitzon, but this is not ma'akev. The par manisrafim, the bulls which are burned, meaning the par lam davar and par kol mashiach, and the siri manisraf, and the goats which are burned, for example, the siri avodas kohavim, shir mos halachas of the karbonas just mentioned, but their blood is not sprinkled bein habadim. Also, their blood is sprinkled towards the parochas 7 times and is only applied to the mizbeach's horns, not on top. All these karbanas are burned outside Yerushalayim on the base of Desh, the location where the ashes of the mizbeach hachitzon are placed. And point number three, the Gemara asks why the Mishnah did not state that the blood of all kachi kachim is received in the klisharis in Safon, and explains that since the blood of an ashim mitzor, which is kachi kachim, is received biyad, directly in the Kohen's hand, he didn't mention kabal sedam. Although a later Mishnah states that the blood of an Ashim Mitzor is Niskabo and a Klishares, the Tana did not teach that all Kachi Kadashim require Kabbal Sadam and a Kli, since the blood of an Ashim Mitzor is also received by Yad. Still, since his blood must also be received in a Kli, it taught this law in the later Mishnah. The Torah compares the Kabbalah of the Ashim Mitzor to the application on the Mitzor's right ear, thumb, and toe, teaching that just as this application is done Ba'atzmo shel Kohen, with the Kohen himself, meaning his finger, the Kabbalah is also done with his own hand. Still, the Torah compares this Ashim to Achatas, thus requiring a Kli. It emerges then that 2 Kohanim are Makabo its blood, one by hand to apply to the Mitzorah, and one with a Kli for Zrika on the Mizbeach. So once again, the 3 points are number one. On the previous Dav, Rabbi Yossi said the intent of a carbon is determined by the one performing the Avoda. This disagrees with the Balazs of Rabbi Yossi, who says, Shemati Shabalim Mefaglin. I heard that the owner of a carbon can affect Pigel by intending for consumption Chutz Lazmano while the Kohen performs Avoda. The pasuk says, Vehikriv a makriv, and the offerer shall bring his carbon, indicating that the owner is considered the makriv and so can determine the Avoda's intent. Abai says that 3 tanaim hold ze mechashav ze oved havya machshava. If this one, meaning the owner, intends, and that the other one performs avoda, it is considered intent. The first is Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yossi, as just mentioned. Number two, Rabbi Elazar ruled that if one shechs an animal for an idolater, it's invalid because the Akum presumably intends the shechita to be for idolatry. And number three, Rabbi Shimon Elazar taught that any item which is not usually stored, but one person stored it and someone else came and carried it out to Rishus Rabbim on Shabbos, nischayv zeh b'machshava shel zeh. This one who carried it is liable based on the intent of that one who stored it, which rendered it significant. Point number two, the fifth parak begins, Ezu Makom Shel Zvachim. What is the required place of the various procedures of a kabanas? All kachi kachi mini chatas ol ha-shamos and shamay tzibur must be shechted in Safon, the north. The par and seer of Yom Kippur are shechted in Safon, and their blood is received in the klisharis in Safon. Their blood is sprinkled bein habadim, between the poles of the aron, 8 times, towards the parochas, 8 times, and on the mizbeach ha-zahav, after combining their blood, it's applied on each karen and sprinkled 8 times on top of the mizbeach. Matana achas mehen ma'akevas. Even a single application is ma'akev atonement. The shiraim, the remainder, is poured on the western base of the mizbeach hachitzon, but this is not ma'akev. The parma nisrafim, the bulls which are burned, meaning the parlam davar and parkom mashiach, and the seirim nisraf, and the goats which are burned, for example, the seiri avodas kochavim, shemos halachas of the karbonos just mentioned, but their blood is not sprinkled bein habadim. Also, their blood is sprinkled towards the parochas 7 times and is only applied to the mizbeach's horns, not on top. All of these karbanas are burned outside Yerushalayim on the base of Deshan, the location where the ashes of the mizbeach hachitzon are placed. And point number 3, the Gemara asks why the Mishnah did not state that the blood of all kachin kachim is received in the klisharis in Safon, and explains that since the blood of an ashim mitzor, which is kachin kachim, is received biyad, directly in the kohen's hand, he didn't mention kabal sedam. Although a later Mishnah states that the blood of an Ashim Mitzora is niskabo in a Kli Shares, the Tanna did not teach that all Kachi Kadashim require Kabbalah Sadam in a Kli, since the blood of an Ashim Mitzora is also received by Yad. Still, since his blood must also be received in a Kli, it taught this law in the later Mishnah. The Torah compares the Kabbalah of the Ashim Mitzora to the application on the Mitzora's right ear, thumb, and toe, teaching that just as this application is done ba'atzmo shel kohen, with the kohen himself, meaning his finger, the kabbalah is also done with his own hand. Still, the Torah compares this ashim to achatas, thus requiring a kli. It emerges then that 2 kohanim are makabo its blood, one by hand to apply to the mitzora, and one with a kli for zrika on the mizbeach. All right, so now we go to Simon Daf Mem Zayin, and our standard Simon is a maze. Amazed. Here goes. The owner of a carbon yelled, "I will eat this chutz lezmano," to start the race at the Zvachim maze, making a pigel, where 2 kohanim had to find the ezu mokamun stand and match up where kachi kachim are shechted, and then meet at the exit at the same time to be makabel the blood of an ashim mitzora, one with his hand and one with a kli. Once again, slow motion. The owner of a carbon yelled, "I will eat this chutz lezmano," to start the race at the Zvachim maze. Maze? That must be more on daf Mem Zayin. The owner of a carbon yelled, "I will eat this chutz lezmano," to start the race at the Zvachim maze, making a pigel, which reminds us, on the previous daf, Rabbi Yossi said the intent of a carbon is determined by the one performing the avoda. This disagrees with Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Yossi, who says, "Shemati shabal mefaglin. I heard that the owner of a carbon can affect pigel by intending the consumption of chutz lezmano while the kohen performs the avoda. The pasuk says v'hikriv makriv, and the offerer shall bring his carbon, indicating that the owner is considered the makriv and so can determine the avoda's intent. Abai says that 3 tanaim hold ze machashav ze ovid havya machshava. If this one, the owner, intends, and that, meaning the other one, performs the avoda, it's considered intent." So the owner of a carbon yelled, "I will eat this chutz lezmano," to start the race of the Zvachim maze, making a pigel, where 2 kohanim had to find the ezu mokomun stand and match up where kachi kachim are shechted, which reminds us, the 5th parak begins, ezu mokomun shel zvachim. What is the required place for the various procedures of karbanas? All kachi kachim, referring to chatos, olos, ashamos, and shalmei tzibur, must be shechted in the tzafon, the north. So the owner of a carbon yelled, "I will eat this chutz lezmano," to start the race at the Zvachim maze, making a pigel, where 2 kohanim had to find the ezu humakomun stand and match up where kachi kachim are shechted, and then meet at the exit at the same time to be makabel the blood of an ashim mitzora, one with his hand and one with a kli. Which reminds us, the Torah compares the kabbalah of the ashim mitzora to the application on the mitzora's right ear, thumb, and toe, teaching that just as this application is done ba'atzmo shokon, with the kohen himself, meaning his finger, the kabbalah is also done with his own hand. Still, the Torah compares this ashim to a chatas, thus requiring a kli. It emerges then that 2 kohanim are makabel its blood, one by hand to apply to the mitzora, and one with a kli for zrika on the mizbeach. So once again, the owner of a carbon yelled, "I will eat this chutz lezmano," to start the race at the Zvachim maze, making a pigel, where 2 kohanim had to find the ezim u'komon stand and match up where kachi kachim are shechted, and then meet at the exit at the same time to be makabel the blood of an ashim mitzora, one with his hand and one with a kli. All right, so now it's time for our 4 blah blah chazara. Daf Mem Gimel. So the Simmer Daf Mem Gimel is a magazine. So here goes. At the newsstand where Pigel magazine, that must be more on Daf Mem Gimel. at the newsstand where Pigel magazine was sold, featuring a cover story about items that don't obligate for Pigel, since they are matir themselves, which reminds us, the next Mishnah lists numerous sacrificial items which do not obligate kohanim for eating them as Pigel, because they do not have something else which permits them to be eaten or burned, such as the komets of a mincha, katoris or lavona, or certain minchas which are completely burned, all of which are matir themselves. The same applies to blood, which is matir the rest of the carbon. So at the newsstand where Pigel magazine was sold, featuring a cover story about items that don't obligate for Pigel, since they are matir themselves, one cohen was engrossed in an article that explained how the Pigel status of a kemitzah can leave it if it was brought up on the Mizbeach, which reminds us, Ula said, Komets Pigel Shahalu Agami Mizbeach, if the Komets of a Mincha that was Pigel was brought up on the Mizbeach, Paka Pigul Mimenu, its Pigel status leaves it. So at the newsstand where Pigel magazine was sold, featuring a cover story about items that don't obligate for Pigel, since they are matir themselves, one cohen was engrossed in an article that explained how the Pigel status of a kemitzah can leave it if it was brought up on the Mizbeach, while another read an interview with a cohen who was amazed to learn that when Pigel, Noser, and Tami were brought on the Mizbeach, their prohibition left them. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said, a Pigel v'Noser v'Tame, Shalom l'gabim Mizbeach, Pigel, Noser, and Tame, that were brought up on the Mizbeach, Paka Isramehen, the prohibition leaves them. Daf Mem Dalet, so the Simmer Daf Mem Dalet is mud. So here goes. The cohen who was dismayed when the Metzora used a muddy jug. Muddy jug? That must mean we're on Daf Mem Dalet. Mud. The cohen who was dismayed when the Metzora used a muddy jug to bring his log shemen, which did not become Pigel because it wasn't brought together with the carbon, which reminds us, the Gemara brings Malchus regarding Pigel of Nesachim that come with the Zevach and the Nafkamina if the Nesachim were brought together with the carbon or a number of days later. So the Kohen was dismayed when the Metzora used a muddy jug to bring his Log Shemen, which did not become Pigel because it wasn't brought together with the carbon, as he had been looking forward to eating it together with his portion of a Minchas Omer and Minchas Sota, which reminds us, a Braisa discusses the sources for numerous offerings eaten by Kohanim, a Kol Minchasam, all their Menachos includes even the Minchas Omer and the Minchas Knos of a Sota, teaching that although the Pasuk says, Asher Kupar Behem, those who are atoned through them, and the Minchas HaOmer is only lahatir to permit new grain, and the Minchas Kanoz comes Gavar Avon to determine if a sin was committed, these are also eaten by Kohanim. So the Kohen was dismayed when the Metzora used a muddy jug to bring his Log Shemen, which did not become Pigel because it wasn't brought together with the carbon, as he had been looking forward to eating it together with his portion of a Minchas HaOmer and Minchas Sota. Threw the muddy oil onto a cone in the courtyard with some Parim HaNisrafim, thinking a Pigel thought about a Voda done in the courtyard, which reminds us, in the Mishnah on the previous daf, the Tanna Kamma says one is chayev for eating pigel of parim hanisrafim, usirim hanisrafim, bulls which are burned, and goats which are burned. But Rabbi Shimon says one is not liable for any carbon which is not offered on the mizbeach hachitzon like a shlamim. In a brice, Rabbi Yossi states a third opinion: pigel bedavar hanas bechutz. If he had pigel intent with something done outside the heichal like a shlamim, it's pigel. But not if he had pigel intent with something done inside the heichal. Daf Mem Hei. So the similar Daf Mem Hei is Manishtana. So here goes. At the carbon theme seder where the youngest child sang Manishtana, Manishtana, that must mean we're on Daf Mem Hei. At the carbon theme seder where the youngest child sang Manishtana Kadshei Ovdu Chochavim, no Pigel, no Noser, no Tame, which reminds us, the next Mishnah discusses Kadshei Ovdu Chochavim, Kadshim designated by an idolater. Rabbi Shimon says the one is not high for them for Pigel, Noser, or Tame, and for shechting them b'chutz outside the Mikdash. In a Brice, Rabbi Shimon adds, Onanin, one may not benefit from them, but one does not transgress Me'ila for benefiting from them, because they're biblically permitted and only rabbinically prohibited. So, at the carbon theme seder with the youngest child saying, Ma nishtana kadshei ovdu chochavim, no pigel, no noser, no tame, their father recounted how he once did zrika b'shogig of tame blood from an akum's carbon, and the tzitz was not maratza, which reminds us, regarding an akum's carbon whose blood became tame, ben b'shogig ben b'mezi l'orhutza, whether it's zrika, was mistaken or intentional, the carbon itself is not accepted and is completely invalid. Rapapa explains, although Rabbi Yossi generally holds an Akum's carbon has the same laws as a Yisrael's, he agrees that a specific exclusion prevents the tzitz from making Akum's carbon acceptable. As Rav Ashi explains, the Pasuk says, "L'ratzon lahem, to bring them favor." And idolaters are not fit for finding favor with Hashem. So at the carbon theme seder with the youngest child saying, Ma nishtana kadshei ovdu chochavim, no pigel, no noser, no tame, their father recounted how he once did zrika b'shogeg of tame blood from an akum's carbon and that tzitz was not maratza. as the Seder plate of items that are exempt from Pigel, but still chai for Noser and Tame, were removed from the table, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Dvarim she'ein chayavim lehem mishum Pigel, items for which one is not liable for them for Pigel because they lack another matir, chayavim lehem mishum Noser mishum Tame, one is still liable for them for eating Noser and for eating while Tame, chutz min adam, except for blood, which is exempt from all three. Rabbi Shimon holds one liable only b'davar shadar chen le'echol, when he eats something usually eaten, but not for wood, lavona, and katoris. Daf mem vav, so the similar daf mem vav is a cow because cows go moo. So here goes. The cow, that must be more daf mem vav, moo. The cow carrying the large bowl of blood with a note that the blood was exempt from liability for noser tuma and me'ila, which reminds us, the Mishnah in the previous daf taught, the dam is uniquely exempt from liability for noser and tuma. The Gemara presents three drashas excluding blood from me'ila, two of which are superfluous and are used to exclude dam from liability for noser and tuma. So the cow carrying the large bowl of blood with a note that the blood was exempt from liability for noser tuma and mehila, standing next to the tame cowboy eating some inedible atzei maracha, who was chayv malchus, which reminds us, in the Mishnah on the previous daf, the Tanakhama said one is chayv for eating any kajim with tuma, even though it's not subject to pigel. But Rabbi Shimon said one is only chayv for items which are normally eaten, but not for eating wood and the like. Amoraim debate the case of the malchokas. According to one opinion, they argue only about tuma's basar, tuma of meat, or in this case wood, which is where the drasha including inedible materials is written. But for tuma's aguf, tuma of the eater's body, the Tanakhama would agree there is no malchus. According to another opinion, they argue even in the case of tuma's aguf, because the Tanakhama holds that since he's chai for tuma's basar, he's also chai for tuma's aguf. So the cow carrying a large bowl of blood with a note that the blood was exempt from liability for noser tuma and me'ila, standing next to the tame cowboy eating some inedible atzei maracha, who was chayv malchus, saw a kohen write the six kavanas of lishma on the side of a cow to help himself remember them when doing shechita. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, l'shem shisha dvarim hazevach nizbach, a carbon is shechted for the sake of six things. Number one, l'shem zevach. Number two, l'shem zovech, the one offering it. Number three, l'shem Hashem. Number four, l'shem ishim, for the sake of the fires, to burn the pieces and not merely roast them. Number five, l'shem reach, for the sake of creating an aroma, not to roast them and then bring them onto the mizbeach. And number six, l'shem nechoach, for the sake of pleasing. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf did we learn how the Parlam Davar can teach that the Yoseres Ushtei Klaios apply to Siri Avodos Kochavim? That's on daf Memov. Good. Number two. Which daf did we learn about the opinion that the owner's intent of a carbon can make Pigel? That's on daf Mem Zion. Good. Number three. Which daf does a Brisa state Pigel Ben Berishonu Ben Mishniya Ben Mishlishis? That's on daf Membes. Good. Number four. Which daf did we learn that sacrifices without a separate matir are not liable for pigel? That's on daf Mem Gimel. Good. Number five. Which daf did we learn that all kachi kachi must be shechted in the tzafon, the north? That's on daf Mem Zayin. Good. Number six. Which daf did we learn that Rabbi Yezer exempts one who offers a kazayis of a mincha b'chutz? That's on daf Membes. Good. Number seven. Which daf do you learn that items that are exempt from Pigel are still chai for Noser and Tame? That's on daf Memhe. Good. Number eight. Which daf do you learn that there are two kohanim to be makabel the blood of the Asher Metzora, one by hand to apply to the Metzora, and one with a kli for Zrika on the Mizbeach? That's on daf Mem Zayin. Good. Number nine. Which daf did we learn why the words Parochas HaKodesh are written regarding Parkol Mashiach, but only Parochas is written regarding Parlam Davar? That's on daf Mem Aleph. Great. And number 10. Which daf do you have a third opinion about Parim and Israfim that there is Pigel for Davar Nas B'chutz? That's on daf Mem Dalet. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri, wishing you a great day and great learning.